The Yellow Vest movement has now marked 6 months of historic anti-government dissent and equally historic violent repression by the French government. New data from the government, which is always accused of being drastically undercounted, still paints a shocking picture. The past 6 months have seen nearly 50,000 demonstrations, 12,000 arrests, and 13,000 rubber bullets. Media groups have counted 11 deaths, 800 serious injuries, and untold damage to the image of French-style democracy.
There's been enormous repression never seen before in France. Even in 1968, it was not as bad as this. But this has been the policy chosen by the president in order to try and break the movement.
The Yellow Vest's primary demands remain the exact same as on November 17th, when 1.3 million people protested. Efforts to increase purchasing power, a restoration of a tax on the wealthy, and citizen-initiated referendums. None have been accepted. On average, a 250,000 Yellow Vests protested every Saturday from January 1st until March 23rd. That's when Macron began banning protests in urban centers and then at rural traffic roundabouts. He also drastically worsened the already shocking police repression, giving cops orders to initiate violence against peaceful protesters. On Act 27, police insisted on controlling the pace of the demonstration in Paris for the first time. That meant they chose to violently engage protesters hour after hour just to needlessly slow marchers down, risking accidents, anger, and violence.
Although the police violence has made many people afraid to demonstrate, however, we must remember that we protested during winter, which is never done in France, and then all through a very rainy and cold spring. The important point is that there are tens of thousands of people protesting weekly despite all these obstacles.
There is no end in sight to the Yellow Vest demonstrations, and few can imagine Macron's popularity increasing significantly. It has been a half year of appalling repression in France with no end in sight. Ramin Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.